Can we have it too difficult to become impervious to physical suffering? Because as she said, I think I know death, I have quite an indifferent attitude now. But as physical suffering still, you know, I get very upset at times. So how does one overcome that?
You know, physical suffering is certainly the most pressing pain. Other pains are easier to come out, as you rightly said, by psychological treatment of our own consciousness. But physical pain is the most difficult thing. And this will take time. We have to give time to overcoming this pain. And the more we are able to allow the higher force to penetrate into the body, our own body, and that is a very difficult task to allow. First of all, the body has to be kept in contact with the divine more and more. To allow the atmosphere to remain as peaceful as possible. That's the first condition. Although the life is full of hustle and bustle and noise all around, we actually live in a marketplace all the time psychologically. Therefore, to allow the consciousness to remain as peaceful as possible, like here now, for example, the peace of the divine is quite great in this room. And to be in such a condition for a long time, until the body itself begins to feel the presence, not only psychologically, but the body itself, the vibrations in the body, the vibrations of peace and calm and peace and silence and so on. The more this happens, the greater is the penetrating into us. First is the peace is the easier thing to have normally. Our first experiences of the divine are more or less those of peace and silence. They are much more easier. But as you move forward, a positive gladness arises. And in every condition that gladness is sustained more and more, there is an inner cheerfulness. Under every circumstance that cheer remains. And then there is a positive delight even in every circumstance. If I am insulted, I don't feel offended, I feel delighted. If I fail, I do not feel depressed, I feel delighted. Not that I welcome insult, not that I welcome failure, but my condition is such that I derive from it the real rasa. And my consciousness perceives that something else is being worked out through this experience. As Mother once said, humiliation is the sure gate of glory. Normally humiliation is something which people try to avoid and they don't like it. But Mother said that if you really want real glory, not that you invite humiliation, but if it occurs, then it can open up in your life a gate of glory. So if you realize this, not only intellectually, but in your state of presence of the divine, because when divine is present all around, it is always the invasion of Satchidananda around you. Now, the more you live in this condition, the more you remain free from suffering, even if it is suffering of somebody else. And the more you can help even the suffering individual to receive a similar peace and delight. In fact, this is the best way of helping others. Normally we console people by words, by remaining together and so on. It is also all right, but that is not the effective method. The effective method is if we can carry within ourselves that vibration of peace and delight. And then even if you are with somebody for a short time, you can impart it more easily. And that gives a great strength to the suffering individual. So the more we live in state of peace and delight, the more we carry with us, the more we are able to help the others.
For the person who inflicts the humiliation, I tend to feel very sad for that person also. Maybe if I am the object of humiliation, but the person who has inflicted it, I feel very sad.
Yeah, that is good. That is a great sympathy, which is good. As I said, it is not that we invite sorrow. It is not that we invite defeat. It is not that we invite humiliation. But if it happens because of circumstances and by the various situations in which one is placed, then these very things open up a gate which otherwise would not have opened at all. There is a secret meaning, as Mother said, it is only the night that the greatest secrets are revealed. It is in the night that the greatest secrets are revealed. Now there is a scheme in the world. So those people who feel, oh my Lord, I am in darkness and I am in the night. But then the whisper of God comes more readily when you are in the night. It doesn't mean that during the day it doesn't come. But the scheme of the world is such that some of the most important things, some of the best things can occur when there is defeat, when there is insult, when there is humiliation, when there is night. The scheme of the world is such because your going into the night means that you have dared to enter into that very field where God has to manifest fully. So somebody should go to that plane, and you have dared, so naturally the Divine is closest and gives you the best help at that time.
But in ignorance, as you're saying, in the night or in defeat, in ignorance, don't we aggravate the situation in a defeated circumstance?
You do, because that is why we do not know how to take a defeat.
But that doesn't help you or elevate you. In fact, you are further degraded because
we take it wrongly. That is why.
What?
Just as success also leads to degradation if one becomes extremely proud in success. That is the wrong way of taking success. The whole point is that all experiences have to be taken in the right manner. You have to see the message involved.
But for that, the basic ignorance has to be...
Not basic answered. Ignorance. Ignorance is not something like... one uniform peace. It is a kind of a degradation in the ignorance. If one is totally ignorant, you have become insensitive, so there is no problem. In a total ignorance, there is only insensitivity. So nothing happens, whether you succeed or fail, makes no difference. Even the experience of success or failure, even awareness of it, means that your ignorance has slightly diminished. Now, if you diminish it further, then you are able to deal with it properly. In fact, actually, if you see retrospectively all your failures, if you really measure it, you will find that all the failures were really the doors to success. Retrospectively, if you rightly examine your life, truly,